Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you are listening, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life right now, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive tools, teaching you Reiki energy, and even creating new spiritual contracts for your life. I have two spots left for the winter season. Contact me now for your free spirit assessment, and we can get you started right away. You can find more information about that at the empoweredspiritprogram.com website page as well. And yes, I'd like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a lot of fun. It's a private group on Facebook that will offer you some private support, blessing energies, meditations, articles, and just connecting with like-minded people. We're actually right at the end of a 42-day abundance meditation that we've been doing since January 1st. So many great people finding things that are going on in their life as they're expanding their energy, bringing in that abundance. Yes, and we'll soon be starting, we'll let this one kind of transcend into our lives, but then we'll start in March a manifesting meditation to bring in the energy of spring for all those new seeds we'll be planting. So do come on over, join the group, email me, contact me on Facebook, and I'll put you in the group. It's private so that we can keep our blessings and our meditations in that sacred space, but let's expand our consciousness together. So how is everyone today? Yes, I don't need to say this, but I will anyway. Lots going on in the world and in the cosmos too, right? Everybody noticing all that energy building? Yes, first and foremost, in the cosmos, we are headed into a full moon lunar eclipse. Uh-oh, here we go, like a roller coaster, those eclipses. This will come in on Friday, and this is going to shine lots of light on helping us all to illuminate the truth, helping you to see what you might not want to see, but will help you to use the power of your own spirit. It's going to ask you to go in deeper, use meditation, ground your energy, lots of inner guidance coming over to really help focus on what is truly important in your life. Yes, that's coming up on Friday. So you may notice the energy this week is building. You may notice your sleep patterns are a little interrupted with that full moon and that eclipse too. And it really does help us to kind of shift like unexpected energy. Going to come in to help us get out of our own way, and be sure to ground your energy so that you can stay focused, right? So it doesn't really mean that we're going to forget about things that we're doing, but it's just going to help you to start in a new direction, perhaps uncover something about that truth within you. And then in the world at large, I don't know how much I want to get into today on that because there is so much going on, really. I will say, though, I'm not a football fan, but I did like the way that the commercials that made it in, the commercials that were really, I think, supporting the diversity of our country. I think that is so important right now. What's in me is in you, and what's in you is in me. And I think that message needs to stay, and we need to remember that that is what this country is founded on. So I thought that was really great. I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan either, but as I understand, it was through her choices of songs and her music that helped to spread this message as well. So whatever you take from this and from the events of the last few days, know that we are all connected. Know that we are really all connected, and that expanding our consciousness right now, tapping into the universe, tapping into your inner guidance, is so needed at this time. It really is. It really is. And I did want to just take a moment and just send a prayer of love and light out to Standing Rock. It's very deep into my heart. It comes from my blood, is what is going on out there. As they continue to stand and honor the sacred elements of life, honor our water. It's getting intense. So prayers are needed, support is needed, sharing on social media is still needed. And I think it's important that we all honor the elements in our life. We honor the water, the air, the earth, the food. We do not want these liberties taken away from us. We really don't. So today, we are going to be talking about expanding the consciousness on our show. And I'm so happy to have my guests back today, Deidre Haidt and William Arndt. They're going to be coming on in just a few minutes with their new work, The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, which is exactly a mystical journey into consciousness, a beautiful book of art, of poetry, of expansion. So excited to be sharing this work today, especially at this time in humanity. So let's just join our energies together so we can bring them on. And let's offer some gratitude for the sacred elements, for your own life, and for where we are right now in the universe, right here in this season of winter. So wherever you can, if you can, close the eyes, feel your feet flat on the floor, just taking a nice deep inhale and bringing that breath all the way up through the body, through the crown chakra, opening up into the higher realms. And as you exhale, bring that energy all the way back down, deep into the earth, connecting with Mother Earth. Inhale, opening up to divine spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, calling in our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work, as we move through our week. Inhaling, feeling that breath moving through the body. Exhale, releasing out all that excess energy, feeling the feet connected to the floor. Inhaling and exhaling, taking a moment and offering gratitude for all the many things in your life, the lessons, the good, the bad, all of it helps us to expand. And let us just draw a card. I drew one earlier. Freedom was the card that came up on the Facebook Live. And the next one to come up for all of us listening right now or later is emerging. Is emerging, that deeper part, that soul, that spirit, that higher vibration is emerging. Trust. Trust that it is all around you. Trust that as we move through some of this so-called darkness, that there is a greater purpose that is opening up for your own higher self to emerge, for the light to open up, so that you can empower your spirit to move forward in your life, to stand in your truth, and to be a part of this consciousness that is coming forward, to be a part of the light emerging, finding that part within you that is opening up. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, knowing that as you emerge, you open up to more freedoms in your own life, as we all open up to more freedoms that is coming forward. Taking another inhale, exhale, just sending that breath all the way back down, feeling yourself grounding, feeling yourself slowing down just a touch, coming back, opening the eyes. So my guest today, I'm very excited to welcome back Deidre Haidt and William Arndt. They are the creators of this beautiful book, The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises. So let me introduce them. Let's start with Deidre. Deidre Haidt spent her early years in Memphis, Tennessee. She's an artist, a visionary, writing poetry, and conversing with the mystical world. As a ballet dancer and choreographer recognized by Robert Joffrey, she performed throughout the country and founded the dance ensemble Celebrations to the Sacred. At just 16 years old, when her mother was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer, Deidre discovered the healing power of light, enabling her mother to live 13 years longer than expected. As the founder of Radiance Healing and Meditation, Deidre has guided people worldwide, teaching them to harness their own inner wisdom and healing potential. She is currently writing her story of life as a modern-day mystic. It is her beautiful poetry and teachings that are within this new book. And also joining us is William Arntz. Started his professional career as a research laser physicist working on Star Wars high-energy lasers. He then moved on to software, writing AutoSys, an automated job control system currently in use by most Fortune 500 companies. He sold that company, retired, and then decided to make a film. Imagine that. Creating, producing, and directing The Favorite. Many of my listeners know I love this film, use this film in my work when it first came out, and still talk about it. What the bleep do we know? Awesome. Just an awesome movie. The exploration of spirituality, quantum physics, neurology, and an outrageous possibilities. The film and the companion book, with editions in over 20 languages, were international hits. And so I'm so excited to have both here to talk about this great book and how it can help us right now where we are. So let's bring them on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all this morning out in California?
Yes, around California. We're just delighted because it's raining and we so need the rain. So it's just a blessing to have this rain.
Yes, I hear you. We do too in the South, and we have a rainy day too. So yes, we were very dry. And a good day to sit inside and talk to me. I love it.
I agree. Yes. We have a fire. We're looking at the rain. It's perfect.
It is perfect, and it's such a great way to slow down and really come inside because, yes, there has been so much going on in the outside world, right? Just too much to even really get into. It's just crazy what all is going on. Surprises everywhere. Let's talk about it like that, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. So your book, it's out now. Yay. And it's absolutely amazing. Very creative, very beautiful. So let's just start with, how did this inspiration come about?
Well, it came about, the kind of the joke is it took 10 years and 3 months in order to come about. And the 10 years was Deirdre, at least 10 years, Deirdre writing poetry, teaching, having his mystical visions. And all that was in transcripts. And then a little while ago, a friend suggested that maybe someone could take some of the quotes of Deirdre's and maybe put a few pictures together and create a little book. And I thought about that for only a day, and I thought, you know, I could do that, because putting a book together like this, it's kind of like putting together a documentary movie where you're going through transcripts and your visual images and whatnot. So I started looking at some of her quotes and immediately came up with the concept of calling it the Little Book of Surprises, because a lot of what she was saying is surprising. I mean, it's things that you've kind of heard about before, but she has such a unique way of languaging. And aside from the fact that she has these mystical visions, which are always surprising, and then we hooked up with someone Deirdre has worked with for years, Andre Balog, who is an amazing photographer. He's a real artist, so he had no idea what to do with his pictures. He had a website of 3,000 pictures.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was like, I was the chef in heaven, because I had pages and pages of transcripts and pictures and pictures and pictures, and in 3 months, I basically put the book together, and that's how it came about.
Wow. Well, there is something to be said about journaling then, right, Deirdre? Writing
yes.
down all those thoughts. Oh, my God, that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And it is beautiful, the way everything is so represented in there. So for you, Deirdre, I mean, were you always a journaler? Did you always write down? Is this just part of your practice? How is that coming about for you?
Well, I've always written poetry, written the messages that God and the archangels and the nature beings have given me and spoken to me. Most of this, what is in this book, are actual teachings I've given over the years from my retreats, workshops, courses that I've taught, really about the practical way to hold the light, work with the light beings, really engage in our own inner wisdom. And that's what Will drew upon. He drew it from these live teachings that we transcribed, and then I edited them.
Hmm. How does it feel to see all that in a book now?
Oh, it's just wonderful. I have to tell you, it's very, very exciting. Just kind of hard to believe, because he put them together in a way that are so unique and so special that, you know, only Will Arntz with his creative talent could do. I had so many teachings and so many pieces of wisdom that had been given to me. I wouldn't even, like, know where to start. Like, how do we pull out the gym? And he just went in and did it. He excavated. So I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very happy with what he's done.
Yeah, that's a huge job. I mean, I was a photographer in New York, and I know how many, a bazillion pictures I have, so I can't even imagine how you start with that. And then to take all of the writings and to pull those teachings out, that is just, it's phenomenal. And the book, the way it flows, and the beauty of seeing the images and the writing, I mean, you can open up to any page and read something different. You really can. I mean, even as I was preparing for the show today, even though you guys have been on, I found stuff I had never seen before. It's like, how did I miss this? So I guess it's also where we're ready to see and where we're ready to check it out. You know, that's for sure. It's just beautiful. It really is. So I know in my email that I sent out today, I talked about, you know, expanding consciousness. And is it really expanding right now with all the darkness going on? And how do you feel about that thought? I mean, how does that book sit in with this?
Oh, well, this book fits right in with that. Part of what I wanted to do and why we felt it was so important to put the book out now is because I was told years ago that this was going to come, that we were going to be going through this period. And I was given tools from the light beings, from the archangels, about, you know, how can we get through this, expand our consciousness, really be on track. And the beings of light that are our sisters and brothers that are here to help us really have compassion and understand that this is the hardest world. There's no harder world than this world. This world is full of paradoxes, surprises, some good, some not good. You know, how do we learn the big why? Like, why are we here? Why are we going through that? So one of the teachings in the book, it was given to me 20 years ago, but it was given to me the whole teaching over 20 years, meaning every 5 years I'd get another piece of it. And I've studied it deeply, very, very deeply. And this really... this teaching, if you can grasp this, it's on page 62 and 63 of the Not So Little Book of Surprises. Your life will transform. And I'll tell you why I ask. So the quote goes like this, page 62 and 63. The darkness serves the light if you are conscious. The darkness is just the darkness if you are unconscious.
Yes. Yes, yes, so yes. I used that in my email today, and that is so perfect for where we are right now, right?
Right. So the key is, from my understanding of experiencing being one with all things, a state of awareness I entered into many years ago, we are here. We are the transformers. You are the transformer to have the sacred alchemy, to learn from the dark, and by learning and transforming, you release the light inside the dark. Because everything that is painful or dark, if you could imagine a like a ball. In the middle of that is a spark of light, a soul. And when we understand, when we transform, when we bring justice, when we bring truth, when we bring love, when we find those things in the dark, we release that soul, that spark of light, and we actually elevate our world into the world of heaven. And we're all here, all 8 billion of us, we're here to do that. The light workers, we have an advantage that you are awake enough to know I'm here for a bigger purpose in my daily life. And that's what we're here to do. And then the other part is the darkness is just darkness if you're unconscious, meaning that's the karma of light, generation after generation, millennial after millennial, of suffering and pain, hatred and war, that just no one's waking up. No one's using that opportunity to say, no more war, no more hate, no more conquering. Let's honor and respect people. So we're here to learn that lesson. And if we all learn it, we can transform this world. I feel hopeful in spite of what we see right now. People are mobilizing. People are speaking out. Someone as such as yourself, you're having this phenomenal show to honor the spiritual path. So it's if we just need to band together, but we're on our way.
We do, and yes, and I love that you said that about the karma, and I love that you said about releasing the light from the darkness, because I know right now it is easy to get caught in the darkness. It's easy to get caught in the fear and let that anger. I woke up the other day with so much anger. I know I was reading so much, and I tap into the Standing Rock, the Native American energy out there. It's my roots, and I woke up with so much anger, and it took me a while to clear it. Right. And so if we don't clear it, we can get caught in that, and we can get caught in that darkness. But when we recognize that this is a chance for us to shine our light even greater and to take action, then it's what you say. It releases that light from that darkness. I love that thought. I really do, because this is exactly what we need to do. We need to go into the darkness a little bit more and clean it up, so to speak. We need to do that. Yes, I love that thought, because many of us are getting caught in that darkness, and we don't need to be caught there. For sure.
Absolutely. And the thing with anger is, and I'm going to talk a little bit about anger, just kind of continuing that thought, on page 72-73, I say, the extraordinary pull of the darkness is always upon us. It takes great resistance not to be pulled into the force of darkness. But even if you have been pulled into that world, however it looks for you, one moment of light, one breath of truth, can sustain you. That is how powerful the light is. Nothing is more powerful than the experience of light. Be aware of those moments of light, and like a string of pearls, the moments of light will see you through. And this is a prophetic statement for our times that was given to me from the higher realms, you know, probably 10 years ago. And when these pearls of light are you and I talking, everyone that's out there right now listening, everyone who's going to listen later, the people at Standing Rock, the people who are writing congressmen and calling, the people are saying, I will stand up for truth. I will stand up for love. We are the pearls of light. And there's a light. This action will see us through. The darkness is always upon us, meaning in this world, the paradox of this world is we are in this world of separation, of duality. And because of this, the world of anger, of hatred, of revenge, of jealousy, all of that is a magnetic pull. It's like a black hole. Black holes have a magnetic pull. It's where light has torqued itself. So it's always pulling us, and this is why we have a spiritual practice. Like you said, clear it yourself. Nobody is inured to these experiences. If you were inured to them, you would ascend. You wouldn't be here. You would drop your body. And we need for everyone to be here. So we must have a practice to resist that darkness, and that practice is our meditation, our mindfulness, our working with the light or working with whatever higher power you connect with every single day. Every single day.
Every single day. Amen, sister. I hear you. That was beautiful. Yeah. That was awesome. And yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I totally agree with all of that. And as I use myself as the example, you know, it doesn't help for me to keep that fear all day long. It doesn't help for me to hold on to that energy at all. It's like, okay, where can I take the light, shine it on that darkness, that anger that I'm feeling so that I can do something more, empower my own self to get out and do something more. And so, yeah, I agree with you. It is through my meditation practice. It's through breathing. It's through connecting with Mother Earth, going inside myself. That's how I move out of that darkness. And that is how I shine my light. And yes, my light matters, just as yours and everybody else listening's. Your light matters right now. And as you said before, we are on this earth right now for a reason. And I know all my listeners, most of my listeners out there are some kind of healer, light worker in some form or fashion or another, opening up to their own energy right now. I've helped so many of them do that. And I love it. I love seeing that expansion. And yes, we are here right now for that reason. We definitely are.
Yeah. And I would love for you, I just want to make this offer. I know you teach these fabulous courses and you work with so many people. I encourage you, use my book. Use it as a guide. There are so many pearls of wisdom that if you go into and you work with them, with your people and your classes, they're going to help. This book is magical. In a way, I kind of wish I could say I wrote the book, but I didn't really write the book.
Yeah, you can. I understand. So that's an awesome point. I mean, I could definitely see how I could use it, especially inspiration for some of my emails, too, for sure. Thank you for that. So tell me, Deirdre, I know I've been following you recently and listening to some of the shows, too, that you've been on. And are you using it as, is this part of how you work with your clients? How do you do that? How do you bring this forward for you?
Right. Well, what I'm doing right now, I'm not working with clients right now. We're just working to bring the book, birth the book into the world and go through that magical process. I have a core group that has been studying with me for over a decade. And yes, they absolutely study this book. But what I'm planning on doing, what's coming, is from every page I'm creating a course.
Oh, wow.
Because every page is a course. We'll pull these quotes out of 12 volumes of my work and the work that was given to me by the higher realms. So what I'm going to do now is go back in and make a course like this page. The outer world is a holographic picture of your mind. You are separate from every other mind while you are a unique ray of light. This is the paradox. While you are separate from every other mind, you are at the same time one with every other mind, every other thing in the universe. There is no other light. Now hear this. There's no other light in the entire universe like your light, your ray. You are a ray of light. And your ray is so important and so needed on the planet right now. It is not possible to have a ray, a person, a soul, a light that is not needed. This is how important you are now and everyone is here now. So I can do a whole course on this. There
you go. Yeah, actually, last night I read that one, and I had to close the book for a little bit, and I sat there and thought about how powerful that was and to look at that paradox. I did. I love that you mentioned that one, because I did. I stopped to think about exactly that one last night. I love it. Yeah. Very powerful. Well, if you need a guinea pig in your class, let me know. I will certainly help you
through
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Let's do it. Probably be about 6 months, because right now we're on tour with the book, but I'll keep you posted and would love to invite you to be a part. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yes, definitely. And please post in the group. I know you joined my Empowered Circle group there. Please join. Please feel free to post any of them in there. And I will too. I will share them in there as well, because they're so mind expanding. Definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you coming
that.
To the South? Are you coming to Birmingham, Alabama, or Atlanta, Georgia? Either one?
We don't have that right now, but I will make it. You know, I grew up in North Carolina in Memphis.
That's right.
And I love the South, so it's near and dear to my heart. So I completely can see myself coming coming back.
Yes,
that
I would love to support you guys here. Birmingham is a very spiritual city, and it is really growing. I've been here now. I've moved from New York now, going on my fifth year. And I actually love Birmingham. I really do.
And I have I have family down there and everything. So we'll make a plan, okay?
Definitely.
That sounds
great. So I did want to ask you a question that was kind of not related to the book, but related to the book and something that I've been reading about. And it's about the frequency of the earth. Have you heard a little bit about that, how that the Schumann frequency is raising?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you'll be tickled, but I actually do talk about it in the book.
I didn't find the page, but yeah.
The end of the book, I talk about frequency. But what I'd like to say about that is, the third dimension, meaning the stars, the sun, the earth, and us, we're in a body. So we're a spirit, soul, and a body. The whole Megillah, the whole thing, we are shifting from the third dimension into the fourth dimension. We are moving towards the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. But as I tell people, I joke, I go, you know, everyone talks about the fifth dimension, but we have to go through the fourth dimension first. So we can't skip that step. So we need to put our attention onto the fourth dimension. And it says right, so page 119, and this was a prophecy given to me from Isaiah. In 2222, there will be a great ascension of Mother Earth. At this time, the frequency of the third dimension will cease to exist, the third dimension going into the fourth dimension. And this reality will become what it was intended to be. This reality will become what it was intended to be. So there will not be death as we know it. Death will not be seen as death. It will just be a passage. You can take or not take. Because you can see what's on the other side. The doorways will open. And the fourth dimension is the dimension of the doorways opening. So this is what it means when we say frequency speeding up. It's not really speeding up. We feel like it is. We have to use that terminology because we live in the time-space continuum.
Mm-hmm.
But changing. We're going through a metamorphosis of the meaning of time. It says here on page 118, the actual experience of time is changing. Time is not what it was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, or 200 years ago. It's not the same. But because we're all here in the same dimension of time, nobody is aware that time has changed because we're all in it together. Time is speeding up. It feels it's speeding up. The great thing about time speeding up is it used to take lifetimes to clear karma. Well, when I do retreats, I can clear somebody's karma, you know, 100 years of karma, 2 hours. Because of this vortex we're moving through, we can shift, we can grow, we can be free. And you talked about freedom. Oh, we are here to be free, and you have the possibility to be free in this life because you're living in this extraordinary time of this shift. It won't take 1,000 lifetimes to clean up somebody's karma. You can clean it up now, and that's the big gift of now. Even though it looks difficult out there, there are so many gifts. It is an honor to be here at this time because we can do so much.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, as I surrender and more understand more about the dimensions and take my work even deeper, I definitely agree. Instead of feeling like, what is all this about? Why am I living now? What happened? Why did we let? But now it's like, no, let's find that way of service and let's learn from this and let me help others. I mean, I remember on election day, I remember when everything came through, I remember waking up and the biggest crowd ever was at the yoga studio for, you know, early morning sadhana, and it was packed and we all were joining together. And that inspiration of, yes, my purpose is to help others wake up, that became very clear for me. So I totally agree with that. And yeah, I've started studying how to move from third dimension, fourth dimension, even into the fifth dimension through meditation, working in the Akashic Records. So I definitely understand what you're saying. And yes, my purpose, I do believe. I mean, I kind of retired from, I love photography. I did that to support my kids, but this is my purpose right here, right now in Birmingham, Alabama. So yeah,
fabulous.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Definitely.
You're an and you inspire so many to take the step out and follow your soul's purpose. That's what I did. I was a mom with two kids and a single mother, and had been doing this work my whole life. And then the day came, and God said, okay, it's time for you to go out and teach and give healings and do the work. And I said, oh, I don't know. I'm a little nervous how people will judge me. And God was like, you know, who are you going to choose? And I said, okay, I choose you. And so that's how I started doing my work. And I want to empower everybody to do that. All light workers, for you to, the world, it needs you now. So step out with your gift.
Definitely.
Put your shingle
up. Put a shingle up. Get training, but then put a shingle up. But yeah, I definitely agree. And you know what too is you know, as you look through this book and as you read these things, honor the places within you where you notice this, instead of, you know, kind of brushing it off or not having that confidence to understand that your intuition is information for you. It is guidance for you. Instead of, you know, blowing it off like, oh yeah, you know, I heard that but I didn't listen to it. You know, it's those kind of things that we need to build that confidence in the inner guidance, not so much, you know, having the confidence from what everybody else out there is saying. So I think that's highly important. And I think this book leads us into the ability to have these thoughts, to question that paradox, right? To really go, well, wait a minute, there's both sides. Where do I fit into this? What is my truth? You know, I know for myself, that was my word for this year is truth. What is my truth? And what am I speaking to others? So I think this can help us to find that inspiration and also to have that reassurance, I think is the other word I'm looking for, to read it and have that reassurance that, yeah, I can do this work too, and I can help others too. And my inner journey is important and it is making a difference. Definitely.
Absolutely. One thing that, you know, when Will put this book together, he's such a wizard. He actually laid the book out in, I think, 3 days. He just locked himself up in his studio and did that. And the message that the higher realms had said to me was that this book is alive. That's another reason he calls it the Book of Surprises, that there's a living alchemy, kind of a miraculous, magical quality. And if you just take the book and read it, and even if you don't understand everything, if you just let the photos and let the words kind of fall into you, you will have a transformative experience. You will go on a spiritual journey. This book is a journey. We had so many people report back, oh, I was different when I read it. Oh, I know my purpose now. And it's not like you could say, I can analyze what happened. I kind of don't know what happened. It's just something happened. And so I want to encourage and take this as a gift to you from the higher realms, to give you a book of miraculous magic for you to wake up and for you to be empowered and inspired to do your soul purpose. So the book here, it doesn't give you like step 1, 2, 3. I know we all love that now, and I'm going to write that book. This isn't 1, 2, 3 step. This is who I'm going to release you for you to know your inner guidance, your inner angelic self, your inner ascended self. This is a book to peel that back so that knowledge that's in you comes forward. That's the purpose of this book.
Yeah, I love it. And I wanted to ask the question, I mean, I kind of know this, but I wanted to put it out there and open that discussion about right now. And maybe William can answer this for us too, is like, why is art so important? Why are these photographs so amazing? And how does that help us transcend as well?
Excellent.
Well, the thing about the pictures are, and this is part of the surprise thing, that when I was choosing pictures, you don't necessarily want to choose pictures that, as they say, is on the head. You know, if you're talking about, you know, something saying, you know, don't stop yourself from doing what you're doing, and you have a big picture of a stop sign, that's kind of obvious. And so you see it and you kind of move on. But the thing about a picture is often you got to think to see how they're connected. There's sort of an invisible part between the picture and the words that sometimes you got to think about for a while to get the connection. And then when you do, the light goes on. Occasionally, I was working with Andre, who did the photos, and every once in a while he would send me a photo. He'd say, oh, I think this picture goes great with this quote. And I would read it, and I'd go, what were you thinking, Andre? No way. Forget about it. I'd wake up the next morning and go like, oh, my God, it's perfect.
That's
because
great.
Your mind has to sort of make a leap in order to understand them. And it's that sort of left brain, right brain thing. You cross the boundary between the two, and you understand the quote intellectually, but there's something about the picture that evokes a feeling, and then you put the two together, and then the magic happens. So that was the idea of putting the pictures together. Another idea was some of the pictures are just beautiful. I mean, they're just, you look at them and you go like, oh my God, those are that's gorgeous. And so when you go into that state of beauty, now your mind is shifted. And so when you read the words, you're going to take them in different. It's like, you know, when you're in love, everything is different. So you have that moment of beauty that you see some of the pictures, and then the words can creep in another way. So, you know, people always say sight and sound. The two are connected. Those are the two senses we rely on the most. And when the two are integrated, then you get sort of a third between it, and that's the magic.
Yes, that is the magic. And I think it also starts to release chemicals in the body, right? I think it does. When we can harmonize that right and left brain and let that artwork bridge it, I think that is absolutely a beautiful answer. Yeah, definitely.
Well, the chemistry, one of the things I say in the – I wrote the foreword. That was the only thing I got to write in the book because her stuff was, her stuff was so good. I'm like, no, I'm not going to write anything. But I did write the foreword. And the foreword, I talk about, you know, why a surprise. And when you have a surprise, your blood chemistry changes. And particularly, I focused on the concept of neuroplasticity, that when you have that surprise, neuroplasticity, which is the ability for the brain to reform new neuronets, which is new understandings, new concepts, new perceptions, a surprise puts neuroplasticity through the roof, and suddenly you can learn something. You're going to get, after a surprise, there's a moment where you'll get a connection, you'll get a concept that you normally would never see. And that's why surprises really are, if used properly, a doorway to transformation. Now, I think a lot of us got a big surprise recently, and it didn't appear at first to be a doorway to transformation. But again, this is what we've been talking about, the darkness serving the light. But it's definitely a surprise, and it has definitely woken a lot of people up. So, you know, you don't want all your surprises to be necessarily, quote-unquote, bad. but a surprise, you know, there's magic to it.
Yes. There is magic to it, and I love that analogy as well. And, yeah, I think that as you're reading the book and looking at the pictures and you take it all in, and just like I had to just like stop last night and go, wow, this is like perfect, like exactly how it's said, that opens those brain waves. It really does. It opens it up to lead us to new consciousness that maybe we didn't even think was possible. So I do. I can appreciate that. And as a photographer, I love it anyway, but how you put them together really does lend that to us all opening up and empowering our work in the world right now. Beautiful. Definitely beautiful.
Yeah. There's another thing that I did when I and I did this with What the Bleep. You know, you can encode a physical object with a thought form or an energy or something. So, you know, a lot of the great works of art, you know, it's because there's something encoded in there from the other worlds. And I wasn't really thinking about this consciously, but I found myself pulling out the quotes and whatnot that just had, you know, I think about there's a expression in Tibetan Buddhism that's called a terma, which is a hidden treasure. And so a hidden treasure is something that, you know, maybe 100 people might look at something and they go, oh, it's that one thing, but one person who has the ears to hear and eyes to see, as Yeshua used to say, they're going to get something different. And so a lot of the things I picked out really have energies encoded them in. I don't know, some of them Deirdre encoded, some of them, you know, archangels could, you know, I don't know who, but that's when we talk about a magical aspect. And you know, this is something that works of art, great works of art that endure, at least in my mind, the reason they endure is because they have these hidden treasures built that you can actually encode them in the physical structure of the thing. And then, again, I just said this before, but then magic happens.
Yeah. Beautiful. I don't think we all think about that sometimes, but I just know that art is so important. And, you know, having it around society is what gives us our color, what gives us our imagination. I mean, I always say in my work, imagination is the doorway to intuition. The more we can imagine, pretend, see, visualize, this is what opens up our intuition. And this is the tools that I use as well. So this book is really doing that for us, giving us a boost to our system, really getting those good hormones running, and really opening us to teachings that are so amazingly important right now here on Earth, right now in this time. So, yes, I do. I encourage my listeners out there to get the book. You guys have a website for it, bookofsurprises.com. I think it can be found in bookstores. It can be found on Amazon as well. And it's a beautiful book. It's a coffee table book, and it's definitely affordable. So please do check it out for sure. Where are you guys going next? Where can we find your tours?
Well, we're going to be at the Bodhi Tree in Los Angeles in March. We're just locking in the dates for that.
Very good.
Then we're going to be in New York City at Donna Karen's Urban Zen Center on the end of April, I think about April 29th. So we'll be posting that, but I'm 95% sure it's April 29th. We're going to do a day of healing. It'll be really very, very special around the book.
That is awesome. That is so exciting to see this expanding coming forward. I know I talked to you when it was first coming out, so very good. Kudos to both of you guys for getting this out there. Yeah, and good luck with the tour. I think we answered the question, though, how this book can empower the spirit. I always finish with that question to my guests, but is there any last comment you'd like to say?
Well, I would just like to say that I want to empower the spirit of all of your beautiful listeners and community, that the presence of light is so grateful for the work you're doing, that you're making the choice for the light and for goodness. You know, whenever a new thought or a thought that hasn't been in the zeitgeist of the bigger picture, you know, whenever a new thought comes out, you have to push a little harder, you have to be a little stronger, and that's what you're doing. And my hope is that the Not So Little Book of Surprises can be a power object for you in your life to encourage, uplift, and guide you for your great work.
Thank you.
Yeah. And all I have to add to that is amen.
Amen. There's been a few amens today as far as I'm concerned. That's for
sure. There
have. I really appreciate, yeah, the work that you guys are doing. I love this book. I really do. And really, I wish you guys the best on your tour. I'm excited for you. If you come to the South, I want to know. But Deirdre, I am following you right now, so I'll see what else you're coming up. And yes, I will be posting more from the book. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So thank you both again for joining us. Yes. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Okay.
My love, 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 love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. To your spirit.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Gosh, what a great interview today with these guys, both of them. And just really thinking about all the many ways that we can open up and empower our spirit, that we can expand our consciousness. And as they say, within that darkness, find the light. Find the light to share it with everybody. We are all in this together. Your light makes a huge difference in the world right now. It is helping us to open up and to find those transitions that we all need right now to keep on empowering us to make the changes. Yes, this will make these 4 years go by even better, so that when we can get to 2020, we can see that we have made a difference. Our light has shone and we have made a difference in consciousness, and we will be at a much better place. So don't give in to the darkness. Find that light that is within. Let this book inspire you. If you need some inspiration, definitely it will do that for you. The Little Book of Surprises, it's the not-so Little Book of Surprises. It is really an awesome, beautiful book. It's a great gift book. It's a great gift book for yourself. Put it on your coffee table by your bedside and be inspired to open up spirit right now. Definitely. It's got me fired up. All right, let's just all take a nice deep inhale and exhale, and just let all these thoughts that they've opened us up to, just let it all settle around us, taking in what you need, inhaling and exhaling, just letting it all settle around. Yes, so much to savor, so much to listen to and think about as you expand your own consciousness right now. All right, so let's see. Coming up next week, I will be back on the 13th doing readings for love. Yes, call in and do a reading with me for love on the show. And then I've got some really amazing guests coming up. I'm super excited. On the 20th, Monique Clark, we're going to be talking about essential oils for the emotions, how they can help us, especially in this month of February. Then I'm going to be having Arkana Shuna, who has a brand new book on Ayurvedic lifestyle. I love the book. Another great book where I've been looking at it, reading it, learning some new tips. Can't wait to have her on. Then on the 13th of March, Laurie Zielinski and I are doing a workshop, and Laurie's going to be on. We're going to be talking about the North Node and astrology and how that can help you to find your purpose and empower your life. And then, let's see, I also have Michael Pascal. Oh, my gosh, I was just looking at him online. He did this amazing concert at Carnegie Hall about sitting still and meditation. He has a new book that's due out in April. He's going to be on talking about meditation as well. So do be sure to follow me on Blog Talk Radio or find me and subscribe on iTunes so you can get the exact dates of all these shows that I'm having. I have new guests coming in every day. I'm very excited about my schedule. So follow me. Join the Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. Keep us connected. Let us continue to shine our light. Definitely. So let's see. Locally, if you're in the Birmingham area, the Reiki Circle and Meditation has been very successful at Birmingham Yoga. It will continue on now. It is added to the schedule. Yay. So come in and learn about Reiki. Come in, receive. Or if you're a practitioner and need practice, come in for that too. Those are on Wednesday nights, 5:30 to 6:30 at Birmingham Yoga. Also, my restorative yoga follows. You can come for one or stay for both. My mala making crystal zen class for love February 11th is sold out. Very excited. We're sold out. We're going to be using a lot of stones. You'll feel the vibrations around us, but don't worry. I have another one coming up. Check out my website for more details on that. Reiki 2, if you've already learned Reiki 1 and ready to move forward, March 25th. And then I did want to announce C4 Productions, 20,000 Freaks Under the Sea at Work Play. Very excited to be a part of this. With this group, C4, they've had some amazing parties, and talk about expanding consciousness. Yes, this is a party that will help you to expand your consciousnesses too. I'll be there doing readings. Very excited about that with some more information, crystals, color, and light. March 11th, I have a sound bath cleansing the chakras for spring. That'll be at Birmingham Yoga as well. And April 1st, the North Node, as I mentioned, with Laurie Zielinski. Yes, we already have half filled. So if you want to find out about your North Node, sign up. And join, that information is on my website as well. Yes, we're already filling up for that, even though it's in April. It's filling up fast. All right, guys, what a great show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying connected. Thank you for being a part of my Empowered Spirit Circle. We've had such a great time in there. Let's continue to spread this light. Let's continue to empower each other. Help a sister out. Spread it on social media. Help your sisters. Help your brothers. We are all in this together as light workers. Find the light within that darkness and let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. So thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking with each of you today. Be sure to follow me. From my heart to yours, thank you again, DJ and William. It was awesome. Have a great week. Your spirit. Namaste.